welcome Craig to the postgame show tonight. I was just mentioning, you guys did a lot of things pretty well tonight, but shooting the ball was a struggle. You had two droughts of 9-plus minutes without a field goal, and that's tough to do against anybody, but against these guys it was really tough.
Yeah, credit to them. I mean, we struggle with teams like this that are super long and have elite rim protection, and they just get us sped up, and that's what I was just going to say. Like, we had those two droughts, and those are long droughts. It's one thing to have droughts, but when you have those kind of droughts, it just puts so much pressure on your defense, and you just feel like you got to play perfect, and we got to be able to be better. I mean, you know, we go 8 for 34 from the two. And obviously we had struggled. I thought we missed a lot of clean looks early. Like, we had a lot of clean looks. I wouldn't say it was, you know, necessarily like hero ball or bad shots. In fact, I thought we passed up some clean looks in the first half. And we talked to our team about that. Like, we got to be able to step up and shoot the ball. And so obviously Gabe going, you know, that hurts us. But that's part of basketball. That's just part of the deal. But we got to be able to step up and make those. And then in the second half, especially, I mean, we want to drive, but we're just driving in there, and they have three guys standing at the rim, you know, and at least two, and they're just, you know, blocking shots or altering shots. And we're just kind of throwing up some hope shots, and we have to be able to slow down, play off of 2 feet, understand that they are elite at the rim, which obviously we talked about, and jump stop, shot fake, jump stop, kick it out, right, and play off of that instead of just kind of – but part of that is we got to be better with athletic teams that can just speed us up, and we have to be better with that. We miss a lot of clean looks tonight.
Well, BC is a perfect example. I mean, he's 2 of 14, but I thought a lot of his looks, the three-pointers that he took and some others, were shots that he normally makes.
Yeah, and that's – and again, you know, that is a credit to them – with their size and just getting into it. And so we have to be better with those teams. But we did do some good things. I mean, we took care of the ball tonight. That's been noticeably better here the last few weeks, 6 turnovers, whereas against home 3 weeks ago, our turnovers just led to dunks and easy baskets for them that way. We got 13 offensive boards. Now, there was a lot of offensive boards to get, so it's not like, you know and so, but those are the bright spots, I guess, offensively, although we did miss a lot of clean looks. And then defensively, I thought in the second half we did a better job of keeping them off balance. You know, our zone I thought was very effective. I think they only had 6 points and like roughly 12 possessions, which is an elite number. I thought our press was good. Should have went to it earlier. Maybe we would have created a little more, you know, offense that way. That last group really fought and gave us some chances there to cut it to 8. You know, with 1.5 minutes, but obviously too little, too late.
You did a better job on their big guys in the second half. They combined for 15 in the first half. They only finished, I think, with 19 or 18 in the ball game.
Yeah, you know, Dante got a couple of those dunks. We're three-quartering, and you know, they emptied out the weak side and just kind of threw it over the top on us that way. And that's just too easy. He's a big, big dude. And when you get ankled like that in the post – you know, we're not at one of those teams that just comes out and pressures you, so it's can be an easier pass for them to make. But obviously we did settle in, had a really good double team there late. You know, we weren't excellent getting to our double. We're supposed to be doubling Dante and Biddle on every catch, and Soares, their 5-star, didn't even play tonight. Or, sorry, not Soares, number 10, I don't know his name, Ware. I think his name is, but but we needed to be better that way. But again, credit to them. That's been he's a big dude, and when you get angled, it's over, you know. And if he gets an offense rebound, he's just going up and scoring it that way. So, but they made some big play. I mean, Cousinard hit a couple shots early, and you know what it's like when you get a guy like that. He can be a little bit streaky, but we said in the pregame he was leading them in scoring the last 5 games coming into tonight, and obviously he did it again tonight. And you know, they'll take some tough twos and some tough threes, and they'll make some of them, you know, and he did, where he just kind of measures you up. He's an athletic guy, and we had a problem with him. So we weren't what we needed to be defensively, but certainly offense was the issue tonight, and just not being able to make some shots and then just being a little bit, you know, semi out of control. We got to play better and have more poise when we get that when we get the ball into the paint and understand what they're trying to do.
It's a small, bright light, but I want to highlight it anyway because he hasn't played much. Eli Ballstead gave you some good minutes late coming off the bench. He was kind of part of that little mini run you made late.
Well, you know, Eli's been out with a concussion, and he was in concussion protocol. He got cleared, I think it was Friday, right before the Washington game was his first day he was cleared. And that's hard. He's sitting out for whatever, and you go
a
through.
Month.
Yeah, so... but he had a great week of practice. And, you know, with Gabe going out, you know, I mean, obviously Gabe's our best shooter, and Eli's probably our second best shooter. And Eli's always going to play with force. He knows the game plan. And just we felt like we needed shooting, right? And he had both days this week, he was lightning like in practice. He was striping it. So we just felt like, you know what, we got to space the floor. Right, and get guys out there. I thought Will did some good things tonight as well. Stepped in. One thing about Will, he's never going to be afraid or shy. But you know he's coming in ready to go. Like he's going to throw every punch he's got all the time. And we just struggled with some space with some spacing the way they play. You're going to have to be able to make some threes. And so we with Gabe being out, we had to do some things that maybe were a little unorthodox or things that we haven't really done for a while, in particular since our offense has been a lot better here the last 2.5 weeks.
So you split on the road. Nothing wrong with a road split, but now you come home for 3 in a row, and this is kind of where you've got to take care of business down the stretch, isn't it? You got to protect your home floor.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, like, I mean, we took care of business on Thursday. You know, tonight was obviously difficult. We knew it was going to be difficult, but to get to where we want to go, it's going to be difficult. Like, it ain't all roses. It's not always cookies and cream, and you got to fight and compete and find different ways to win. And you know, we got to do it collectively. Right. Like we just that's the way we're built. And that's what we got to do to do it. And certainly we want to win this thing like crazy, you know, but we didn't. And there's some good that came out of this. But we obviously have to get better and be better against these types of teams. It's not rocket science. Like we've struggled against these types of teams this season at times. So we got to, you know, take the positive, and we got to keep this train going, right? Like, tonight was difficult. We'll rest, be off tomorrow and regroup and got to take care of business against a Stanford team that's playing a lot better as a whole than they had been, you know, right after Christmas when we played them and against Cal. So we got to take care of business. You know, the last homestand, we got to sweep, and we got to come out there and do that. But it all starts in practice. Let's get healthy. I don't have an update on Gabe. Besides,
that was going to be my last thing.
Yeah, Trevor just caught me as I came up to the media because I figured that would be asked, but he just lower leg injury. Nothing concrete by any means. Hopefully we'll see what we can do tomorrow and then see what extent that means and if he's got to do more. So I just don't really have an update that way. He seemed to be doing fine in the locker room, but you just don't know.
Thanks for coming out. I'll see you on Monday.
All right. Thank you, Bill.